I have been on testosterone since February this year, and I have been self-injecting intramuscular testosterone, which comes in a form of liquid. So, and it's 250 milliliter of testosterone in one injection. I do it once every 2 weeks. I guess it has become a routine since I've been doing it for 9 months. So I started back when I was in Japan, and it was very inconvenient to get testosterone in Japan because there aren't many clinics that provide testosterone without like a psychiatrist's letter for transsexual people. And even if you have a psychiatrist recommendation letter, there are so few clinics that actually have testosterone, that provides testosterone. So when I was back in Japan for my initial meeting with my doctor, I had to take about 4-hour train ride to a city that was past Tokyo's, and then I had to go back to my city on the same day, so that was about 7.5 hours train ride to get there and just do it. But here in Melbourne, it's a lot easier. There's a good infrastructure for transsexual people to be able to access prescription, getting a prescription letter and getting the actual dose was a lot easier than was in Japan. The thing about Japanese culture, from what I have observed in the Japanese society, is that the issues of LGBTQ are much of a hush-hush thing. It is as if like the majority of the people are kind of going, well, let's not talk about them, so, and they won't exist. So that's the first problem. And those who are transsexual are still under the influence of the norm. Japanese society is very homogenous. It has very strict gender roles. And when I first started to explore my identity in the gender spectrum, I was under the impression that I must be macho or show a lot of masculinity, or what was considered masculinity in the Japanese culture. And that made me slightly uncomfortable because I didn't feel like that was really me. Those issues are the foundation of the lack of LGBTQ community. I know that they exist, but they remain either invisible or they don't feel comfortable enough to come out of the closet. So the whole nation is like don't ask, don't tell of the American military. For myself, I didn't want to do anything risky, so I didn't look into like self-injection without going to the doctor first. But I have seen a few websites, a Japanese website that looked quite dodgy, that sold testosterone in various formats. Initially, I did go to a psychiatrist in one of the university hospitals in Japan, but the thing was that the doctor who I saw, he has only seen one transgendered patient before, and that was when he was interning in another hospital. So when I met him, the first impression I had was he does not know what he's talking about. Well, or he does not know about the LGBTQ enough to see me. But I did attend the sessions for about 2 months, in which I went through a psychiatric test in order to see if I was insane or not, which was interesting. But at the end, I just felt that this wasn't going to help me. And one of the things that the doctor said when he was asking about my sexuality was that I told him I was pansexual. I'm attracted to men and women and everything in between. And he said, well, that would probably not get you a certificate of gender identity disorder, which was necessary if I was to go through surgery, top or bottom. But then, after that, I just thought, fuck this. I just need to find another way to do it. And so I found an endocrinologist in another city who has a good reputation and has been known to prescribe testosterone for various trans male people. So I just went to him without a letter. I find it a bit ridiculous because it's another way that heteronormative ways of society are still existing and still trying to impose itself. I told my family that I was going to meet with a friend, and I was going to work and then going to meet with a friend, and I left my city at 10 a.m., so around 10 a.m., and then I came back around 11 p.m., and I was just like, oh, well, yeah, we had a great time. Bye. As for searching for testosterone goes, the research was on my own, and I'm in the generation of computer, well, I guess people nowadays, the young people are all brought up with like the computer technology ingrained to their social environment, but because I was isolated and I didn't really have any friends as well back when I was in high school, most of my closer friends were people outside of Japan, you know, whom I've never met. And one of the coolest thing is that one of those friends is actually living in Melbourne, and I see her weekly. So that's 4 years of friendship. Most of the information I got was from online communities, specifically communities on a site called LiveJournal, which is a blogging or journaling site. And they're mostly North American, so the discussion is related to United States or in some cases Europe, but there aren't much related to Australia. However, there are other topics, like general topics about testosterone or the idea of gender or sexuality within these communities. Those things, I have read the discussions there. I was reading through them and thinking, you know, formulating what my own opinions or my own ideas about those things. So those were the external influences that had made me think and supported me to go against what was around me in real life. I worked at a part-time job, and I started that when I was 18, so just around the time when I was starting to question my identity and so on. So I didn't work as a male person at that time, but after I started to take testosterone, a lot of the customers started to perceive me as a male person, which made me feel a lot comfortable. And there was a particular customer who, you know, called me by male pronouns and so on and so forth. And so the other workers found that peculiar. But, you know, it wasn't like they were going to actively say, no, this person is a female-bodied person or something like that. So they just let it be, which is very Japanese way of dealing with things, just avoid things. So So in the last few months before I left to Australia, I believe that the most customers perceived me as my true gender, as a male person.